Richland Center. New news today is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 44 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Only 12,000 new jobs added to the U.S. economy in the month of October, due mostly to the hurricanes in the southeast and the continued strike at Boeing, which is now in its seventh week. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu calls those factors atypical.
They're not reasons that are about the health of our economy. Nobody's looking at this month and changing the overall assessment of where the economy is. We have a lot of other data for that.
Donald Trump's campaign calls this the worst jobs report of the Biden administration and says things will get worse if Kamala Harris is elected. Israeli airstrikes killed at least two dozen people in northeast Lebanon overnight, according to the country's news agency. The latest deadly toll in the area since a conflict between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah escalated last month. Starting in a few hours through downtown Los Angeles, the victory parade for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who beat the New York Yankees in the World Series in five games. This is ABC News. Opening statements underway in the trial of a Marine vet in New York charged with manslaughter after he put a man in a chokehold on the subway. Cutting back on sugar for both pregnant women and for newborns could be very good for the children as they get older. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
With data from the UK Biobank, over 60,000 people were studied following the end of sugar rationing in 1953. Early life sugar rationing reduced type 2 diabetes risk by 35% and high blood pressure risk by 20%, while delaying the onset of these diseases a few years. The protective effects were strongest for those limiting sugar during pregnancy and postnatal. Science magazine says more studies needed as only people from wealthier and healthier backgrounds were studied.
And there's still 2 months before New Year's Day, but Collins Dictionary says there probably won't be a better word for 2024 than brat. It has been declared brat the word of the year after the explosion of brat summer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 45 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy to sunny conditions, cool but nice with a high of 50. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 31. And Saturday, partly cloudy and slightly warmer with a high of 57. In Richland Center, with west-northwest winds at 4 miles per hour, it's 45 degrees.
Are you looking for the area's go-to spot for great food? Turbo's Bar & Grill in Hub City has you covered. Friday night fish fry with fresh salad bar, homemade soups, roasted chicken and shrimp. Hungry at lunch? Stop in for soup and sandwich specials or the famous hash burger. Prime rib on Saturday nights and open 7 days a week. It's Turbo's in Hub City, where you'll never leave hungry.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon. It's 46 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The presidential campaigns make their final push in Wisconsin. After Donald Trump rallied in the Green Bay area and Kamala Harris in Madison Wednesday, the focus is on Milwaukee. This evening, the former president returns to Fiserv Forum, where he accepted his party's nomination at this summer's Republican National Convention. Vice President Harris holds a rally and concert around the same time at State Fair Park in West Allis, featuring musical acts including the Isley Brothers, Glorilla, and Flomilli. Both events start at 7. On election night, the state's biggest city could cause everyone else to wait. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee's absentee ballot results are typically reported late on election night, often after midnight. That's due to the large number of ballots and state law restrictions. The Wisconsin State Senate earlier this year blocked a bill to allow earlier absentee ballot processing. That means Milwaukee can't start to count until Election Day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson knows people across the state and the country will be paying attention.
And so we know that there are going to be a lot of people who are watching Milwaukee. And we know, because we will require this, we always have required this in the city, that in Milwaukee we will follow the law. At the same time, we encourage every eligible voter to participate.
Early voting in Wisconsin can take place through Sunday, though not all communities go that far.
Dane County has its budget for next year. A $925 million plan has been tweaked and approved by the County Board of Supervisors. Overall, dropping revenue and increasing staff costs are starting to put a squeeze on the county, the same way they have in Madison and lots of other municipalities across Wisconsin. Of course, someone new will carry out this budget. On Tuesday, voters will decide whether Melissa Agard or Dana Pelleban should be the next Dane County executive. A McGuanago man is accused of double voting twice. Waukesha County prosecutors accused 37-year-old Jason O'Shaim of casting votes in both Wisconsin and Florida in 2018 and 2020. The report came from the Wisconsin Elections Commission during an inspection for voter fraud. The commission says O'Shaim cast absentee ballots in New Myrna Beach and then voted in the Wisconsin election both years. O'Shaim faces two counts of election fraud. The days leading up to the election next Tuesday can be a stressful time for some people. UW Health psychologist Shalay Mergain says you should focus on the things you can control. Mergain says chronic stress from the election can impact your physical health by lowering your immune system. Mergain says you should also put down the phone and take a break from social media while also getting outside and exercising. Mergain says on election night, give yourself breaks from election coverage. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Healthcare choices have opened up. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Healthcare choices have opened up. Today marks the start of the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period in Wisconsin. It offers the opportunity to sign up for health insurance through the federal marketplace. The enrollment window extends until January 15th.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association Information Center has released its annual guide to Wisconsin hospitals for fiscal year 2023, which shows Wisconsin hospitals and health systems are continuing to experience financial pressures compounded by challenges from the previous year. The report indicates a sustained period of low margins and ongoing financial challenges. Between fiscal year 2021 and fiscal year 2023, hospitals experienced a 40.8% decrease in their operating margins, with 82 out of 167 hospitals reporting a decline. 55 hospitals, approximately 33% of all hospitals in the state, are now operating at a loss. Health systems also reported a 117.8% decrease in operating margins, reaching negative 0.8% in fiscal year 2023. Safety net hospitals, which serve populations with higher Medicaid coverage, are also reporting losses. In fiscal year 2023, 38.1% of Wisconsin safety net hospitals, 32 out of 84 such facilities, reported financial losses, up from 33.7% in the previous year. Additionally, hospitals are dealing with rising costs. Supply and service costs have increased by 16.6% since fiscal year 2021, while salary and fringe expenses have increased by 11.3%, largely due to workforce shortages. Emergency department utilization has also increased, with nearly 2.4 million visits in fiscal year 2023, a 13.5% increase from 2021. The Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association Board of Directors announced it has selected Rob Richard to serve as the statewide association's next president and CEO. Richard has been serving in a dual role as interim president and CEO and vice president of government relations and external affairs since August. He also serves as the executive director of the Federated Youth Foundation. According to WECA board chair Dan Hilberry, Rob has demonstrated his ability to be an exceptional leader with the knowledge and dedication necessary to lead our statewide as it continues to work on behalf of Wisconsin Electric Cooperatives and their members. While we knew we had an extremely strong candidate in-house as a board, recognizing the critical importance of this position, we felt it was necessary to do our due diligence and conduct a nationwide search. After reviewing more than 100 applications, many of which were also from highly qualified candidates, we decided Richard was the best choice. With him at the helm, we are assured a streamlined transition and a continuity of operations, which is important as we work to ensure all electric cooperative members have access to safe, reliable, and affordable electricity. Richard grew up in southwestern Wisconsin and earned a degree from UW-Platteville. His experience includes time as a legislative staffer, working in the office of former WECA president and CEO Steve Fries, when Fries served as representative in the Wisconsin State Assembly, as well as the offices of Representative Mark Gottlieb and Senator Scott Fitzgerald. He also worked in government affairs at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and at Circus World Museum. He joined WECA in January of 2019. He lives in Sauk City. Rob Richard succeeds Steve Fries, who died August 28th following a battle with cancer. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service announced it has partnered with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to award $3.1 million for 41 projects through the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program to strengthen local and regional food systems. Through this program, DATCAP will fund 41 projects with equipment grants to support middle-of-the-supply chain infrastructure. Additional projects are still being reviewed and will be announced soon. Among the funded projects is the Driftless Berry Grower Group, under the leadership of Good Thunder Farm in Richland Center. It will purchase 12 pieces of equipment for storage, juicing, freeze-drying, and distilling elderberries, aronia berries, and currants. This group of 12 small beginning berry farmers will build middle-of-the-supply-chain infrastructure for processing these crops of growing importance and popularity in Wisconsin, strengthening rural economies. Wisconsin property taxpayers awarded Senator Joan Balwig with a Champion of the Taxpayer Award while visiting WPT member Terrytown Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling in Baraboo. The Champion of the Taxpayer Award is given to state legislators that work to correct and improve our tax climate and the investment of those dollars to benefit Wisconsin and all our fellow citizens. A Minnesota man is convicted in a body dumping case in western Wisconsin. Following a three-day trial in Dunn County, jury on Wednesday found 56-year-old Darren Osborne of St. Paul guilty on four counts. The bodies of four people were found inside an SUV in a farm field in September 2021. All four had been shot to death. Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, is serving a Minnesota state prison sentence of 101 years for the murders. Prosecutors said Suggs killed the victim in St. Paul, then asked his father to help transport the bodies to Wisconsin. Osborne, who acted as his own attorney, faces up to 50 years in prison at sentencing December 13th. The mother of Elijah Vu has pleaded not guilty to charges in the three-year-old boy's death. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer pleaded not guilty this week to felony charges of chronic neglect of a child resulting in death and neglecting a child under age 6. Bauer's next court date is December 20th. She is being held at the Manitowoc County Jail on a $400,000 cash bond. Her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, is also charged with Elijah's death. He's being held on a $500,000 bond and has a court date on Monday. Elijah went missing in February in Two Rivers, and his remains were found there on September 7th. A Madison woman working as a live-in babysitter faces charges in a child's death. 18-year-old Maleta Alfaro Rizzo faces a charge of child neglect ending in death. Police say Rizzo was working for a Madison couple when she left an 8-month-old child alone in a bathtub for 30 minutes Tuesday. The child was found unresponsive by paramedics. Rizzo is being held on $25,000 bond. 36-year-old Larry Williamson will serve 12 years in federal prison. Williamson helped deliver the most illegal drugs ever seized by law enforcement in southern Wisconsin. Williamson and his attorney claimed a series of unsuccessful business ventures led him to work with another man and transfer more than 65 pounds of fentanyl and meth from Arizona to Middleton via plane earlier this year. He pleaded guilty in June to possessing a large quantity of meth with intent to deliver and has faced a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. It's 43 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. The Better Business Bureau shares advice about life insurance. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Soup and chili fixins are ready. Cut up chicken, 85 cents a pound or 75 cents a pound by the case. S&W crushed tomatoes in high top tomato sauce, 29 and 28 ounce cans, $1.25 each. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, 13.5 ounce box, $4 each. Garden of Eden blue and yellow corn chips, $3.75 each. Be sure to check out the cheese cooler. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes just a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday. 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's currently 45 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1224. Life insurance is an important aspect of financial planning. However, finding a policy that fits your budget and financial goals can be a real challenge with so many options available. In fact, a 2022 study revealed that people who don't feel knowledgeable about life insurance are less likely to have coverage. The Better Business Bureau recommends the following tips to help you decide if you need life insurance, what kind of insurance is best for you, and how to purchase a policy. Determine if you need life insurance coverage. Life insurance is practical for many, if not most, but there are situations where you might not need it. You should definitely consider purchasing a policy if you want your funeral and burial expenses to be paid without eating into your assets. Loved ones depend on you financially and would need significant financial support if you passed away. Your family would be left with a large debt in the event of your death. You want to pay for a dependent's childcare, tuition, or retirement expenses, or if you wish to leave a charitable legacy behind for a cause close to your heart. If none of these situations apply to you, you may not need life insurance. Think about how much life insurance you need. Consider the financial needs of your beneficiaries to determine how much insurance you should buy. Get to know the different types of life insurance. Term life policies generally have lower premiums than permanent policies, as they only cover a specific term of your life. They typically last between 1 and 30 years. The longer the term, the higher your premium will be. Once the term ends, you stop paying and no longer have coverage. Generally, no cash value is given back to the insured when the term is complete. That said, some life insurance companies may allow you to extend the term of your policy or convert it to a permanent policy, and in a few cases, they may offer a return of premium. A term life policy is a good choice for someone on a tight budget or who only wants life insurance for a specific time. Worth noting, too, is that if you have a group life insurance plan from your employer, it's likely a term policy that ends when you leave the company. If you are looking for coverage that will span several decades until your death, you'll want a permanent life insurance policy, sometimes called a whole or universal policy. Permanent policies cost more, but they have extra benefits, such as receiving the policy's cash value if you terminate it early and borrowing the amount of the current cash value from the insurance company as a loan. There are a few different kinds you can choose from. Whole or ordinary life insurance is the most common kind of permanent life insurance. This kind of policy is straightforward. It offers a death benefit and works as a savings account. You agree to pay premiums for a specific death benefit, and the company agrees to pay you dividends periodically. Usually, this kind of policy includes a guaranteed interest rate and predictable premium rates over the course of the policy's life. Adjustable or universal life insurance gives the policyholder more flexibility than whole policies. Sometimes you can increase your death benefit by passing a medical exam. In addition, you can choose to pay more than your premium up to a limit, and the extra money goes into your cash account. Or you can pay less than the premium and draw from the cash account to cover the difference. These options make this kind of plan appealing to workers with fluctuating incomes. With universal life insurance, the cash value account usually earns interest based on current market rates, which can change over time. All these factors mean this kind of policy needs to be monitored regularly by the policyholder. Keeping an eye on your policy's cash value will help you avoid a lapse in coverage, especially if you pay less than the minimum premium on occasion. With variable life insurance, policyholders receive death benefits, and they can also use their cash value account to invest in stocks, bonds, and money market mutual funds. This means there is a potential for growing the value of your policy quicker, but there is quite a bit more risk involved. One example of variable life insurance is indexed universal life, or IUL, which is best for someone with a good understanding of the stock market, fees, and forecast. IUL is gaining popularity, but without at least some investment experience, it can be easy to allow coverage to lapse. Plus, market crashes could mean you must pay higher premiums to keep your policy in force. Compare life insurance companies. There are many providers to choose from, so you'll want to comparison shop. You can contact an insurance agent, a broker, or an insurance company directly to get help comparing policies and pricing, or in many cases, you can comparison shop online. Once you've narrowed down your selection, ensure the companies you are interested in are licensed and have a good business reputation. Read reviews, look up the company on BBB.org, and ask your friends and family if they have any experience with it. Take the customer service level into account along with the company's financial rating. Remember that the financial rating they've received is a projection, not a guarantee. Watch out for mail order life insurance. You may get offers to buy life insurance through the mail at attractively low prices. The pitch may say you will be approved regardless of age and health. Be careful. Never purchase such a policy until you have read and understood every word, not just the advertising. Also, check with state insurance authorities to find out if the company is licensed to sell insurance in your state. Daylight saving time ends Sunday at 2 a.m. Clocks will fall back an hour to standard time. As we fall back this Sunday with the end of daylight saving time, Ready Wisconsin encourages people to take advantage of the time change to create a safer home for themselves and loved ones. Carbon monoxide alarms are important for keeping your family safe from this harmful gas if it leaks from furnaces and other appliances. They help alert you to danger so you leave your home safely. In 2023, there were 341 emergency department visits and 35 deaths due to unintentional carbon monoxide poisoning. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, carbon monoxide alarms should be installed in a central location outside each separate sleeping area and on every level of your home. Batteries in these alarms should be replaced at least once a year. The carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced around every 5 to 7 years based on the manufacturer's instructions. Smoke alarms are also a critical early warning tool that can help alert you to a fire in your home. According to the National Fire Protection Association, 3 out of every 5 home fire deaths occur when smoke detectors were either not present or were not working properly. Smoke alarms should be tested monthly, and the batteries should be replaced at least once a year. The device itself should be replaced every 10 years. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention to the expiration dates or batteries, first aid supplies, and food. It's almost time to turn back those clocks for daylight saving time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains how your children, pets, and health may struggle with the change.
On Sunday, we get an extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back an hour at 2 a.m., resulting in earlier sunrises and earlier sunsets. People with seasonal affective disorder suffer with the shorter days and less sunlight of fall and winter. While this change gives us an extra hour of sleep, the time difference can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for kids and pets. The Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine says the shift in time change has been associated with increased heart attacks, strokes, abnormal heart rhythms, sleep disruption, mood disturbances, and even suicide. Experts recommend to begin to alter your bedtime now, gradually, to accommodate for the change. People tend to feel more tired with the less light. A common chemical that regulates that is called serotonin, and that comes from the sun. So it's important to increase your exposure to sunlight during the day, especially in the morning. Be sure to get plenty of rest, get exercise, be active, and make sure to eat a well-balanced diet full of fruits and veggies to regulate your mood cycle. And you can also consider a light therapy lamp. They're designed to simulate natural sunlight and help you. Experts say it's also okay to take naps if you feel fatigued, but limit the nap to 30 minutes and take it before 3 p.m. And standard time will last until March 9th, when we will again spring forward with the return of daylight saving time. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Lone Rock 130-133 Bridge Project has announced a river navigation update. Beginning today, the North Channel will be closed to river navigation for bridge demolition operations and will remain closed through late November. The South Channel is now open, though the water is shallow through the channel opening along the South Riverbank. Please take caution. Motorized boats are not recommended. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Josh Cast. It's 46 degrees in Richland Center at 12:35. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 23 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. We have no statistics to report today.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
And a verse we wishes go out today to Eric and Nicole Martin and Josh and Ty Lacey Hines. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, beautiful sunshine across much of Wisconsin today, courtesy of high pressure situated nearby. Temperatures are running seasonably chilly as well. We'll see more nice weather coming up tomorrow. Get out there and make the most of it because some rather wet conditions likely by late Saturday night and Sunday as low pressure in the central plains starts to move northeast and pulls plenty of moisture up from the southern U.S. It does look wet for a couple of days right into the early part of next week, and we could see rain totals well over an inch from this particular system. As warmer air comes in, there will even be a chance of some thunderstorms Monday into early Tuesday. Behind that weather system, we should dry off by Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday, with temperatures going down just a touch as well. So for the rest of today, partly cloudy to sunny, with highs around 50 degrees. The wind should be light and variable. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, with some frost expected, low at 31 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and just a bit warmer, high near 57, southeasterly wind up to 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy with rain developing just after midnight, low at 41 degrees. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with periods of rain, high reaching about 56, southeasterly wind close to 15 miles per hour. As we look ahead into Monday, cloudy, breezy, and warmer, occasional showers and thunderstorms are likely, low at 50 with a high of 68. Tuesday showers out there should gradually end around midday, breezy and cooler as well, low near 50 with a high of 55. Wednesday, a good amount of sunshine, low temperature 32, high 54. And next Thursday, partly sunny, quiet weather continues, low 33 with a high near 53 degrees. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 60, our low this morning was 28. Our high so far today, 47. The record high for this date, set in 1933, is 77. The record low, 15, was set in 1993. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 21. Sunset tonight will be at 5:53 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:38. In Richland Center, it's 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Tips for avoiding some of the pain of farm succession planning today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farm succession planning. The mere mention sends chills through even the toughest of us. Joy Kirkpatrick, a farm succession outreach specialist with University of Wisconsin Extension, says even farms that have done well can be a rough time during succession planning.
In some cases, some of these factors of success and having discussed them with your family and farming partners can be really uncomfortable because there are things that people don't want to talk about. That fair versus equal has a lot of emotion attached to it. Very uncomfortable emotional topics that a lot of farm families would rather not do. So it's not only that the elephant is in the room, we've even invited it to the table here.
Kirkpatrick recommends a three-step process for succession planning. Define where you are now, know where you want to be, and know how you want to get there.
Having clear and very transparent conversations, very uncomfortable conversations, to make sure that everybody understands what are the goals and how the plan might take place.
Sometimes she says it's good to bring in outside professionals who have a handle on succession planning. For more details, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiderers can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiderers still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiderers, your great big store with small town smiles.
Check off, investments are paying off. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. A Northeast Indiana farmer says continuing to invest soybean checkoff dollars into production research is crucial to the bottom line for farmers. Don Weiss, an executive committee member of the United Soybean Board, says it's all about finding ways to improve performance without increasing costs.
The areas that we're focused on is either increasing that yield or maintaining that yield, like in this drought environment that we've been in. We need the bushels still to produce to give us a margin that continues to make our farm and our family farms more effective.
He tells Brownfield some research has been focused on bringing improved varieties to market. We says High Ole Lake soybeans are a perfect example.
Growing the range of that maturity group so that we can see those high oleic soybeans grown in other parts of the country. We're looking to expand that from group 0 to group 7. That should just about cover most anyone.
He says production research is just one way for farmers to see a return on their soybean checkoff dollars. An investment by soybean farmer organizations helped leverage a grant that will improve a major West Coast export facility. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition tells Brownfield the Tacoma Export Marketing Company, or TEMCO, at the Port of Kalama, Washington, was awarded $26.3 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Consolidated Rail Infrastructure and Safety Improvements Program. They'll add 25,000 feet of railroad sidings. Steenhook tells Brownfield the bottleneck for moving grain at this port is rail access.
Currently, is you'll have a train that'll come in, it'll be loaded, it'll unload, you know, soybeans or other grain. And then if there's not a crew that can immediately move that train, they don't have the kind of siding or trackage off to the side where they can get that empty train out of the way.
Steenhook says once completed, the additional rail capacity will allow the port to get empty trains out of the way and more full trains in position to load ships quicker. Steenhook says the coalition, along with the United Soybean Board and state soybean groups in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, spent $200,000 on pre-engineering, design, analysis, and research costs, showing the need for improvements and helping to leverage the federal grant. A Purdue University ag safety specialist says a new study shows a significant decline in grain entrapments. Ed Sheldon says the entrapments are the leading cause of fatalities in the U.S., but they've declined 34% since 2022. He tells Brownfield the frequency and severity of cases continues to be a concern. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A quiet Friday for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet as business has likely wrapped up for the week. Bids haven't been floated today. Southern live deals this week were marked at mostly $190, generally steady with the previous week's business. Dress deals in the north were at mostly $296 to $298, steady to $3 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is lower at midday on light demand from moderate offerings. Choice on 25 cents at $3.1735. Select is 22 cents lower at $2.8515. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers were unevenly steady. Light heifers sold dollars higher. Heifers 600 to 850 pounds were unevenly steady. Heifers 850 to 950 pounds were $2 to $6 lower. The USDA says demand was good. There were many load lots in the day's offering. Reputation feeders with light flesh were in top demand, and top dollar was paid for some heavy, thin flesh steers straight off grass. Feeder supply included 52% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 556 to 599 pounds, brought $274 to $323. Feeder steers, 987 pounds, brought $249.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 854 to 888 pounds, brought $223.50 to $227.50. Cash hogs had no comparison with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors likely have procured needed numbers following the aggressive start to the week. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, forcing a stronger slaughter pace. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Those numbers could provide some additional price support. There is some lingering concern, though, about domestic demand, which does put some pressure on the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no comparison, but a base range of $75 to $83 and a weighted average of $79.25. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $3 higher at $63. And pork values were firm at midday, up 31 cents at $103.46. Bellies and hams were both sharply higher. Ribs, butts, picnics, and loins were lower to sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Corn is higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are back to mix, still mostly weak. They were up early, but it peeled back at least a little bit with bean oil moving down from its highs. China and unknown destinations bought U.S. soybeans this morning, and India bought U.S. soybean oil. November soybeans are up a half at 983. January steady at 994 and a half. December soybean meal's $4.20 lower at 295.20. December soybean oil's 99 points higher at 46.13. Corn's back to higher. Mexico picked up more than 780,000 tons of U.S. corn today, mostly for delivery this marketing year. Late U.S. harvest delays are probable in some areas, but the precipitation is welcome. December's up 3.5 at 414 and a quarter, and March corn's 3.5 higher at 429 and a half. And wheat's down with a little bit of profit taking. The recent rain and snow have helped alleviate drought concerns, but more will be needed to boost winter wheat production. Export demand's been decent, even with Russia's dominance. December Chicago's 1.5 lower at 569. December Kansas City's down a half at 568 and three quarters. December Minneapolis is down 2.25 at 602. Live cattle are lower and feeders are higher here at the end of the week with direct business wrapped up. December lives down 85 at 185.45. February's 45 lower at 186.32. January feeders are 90 higher at 242.22. And hogs are mostly higher on spread trade in the recent trend in pork. December lean's up 45 at 84.25 and February 70 higher at 85.90. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series Corn by Stein. Our data-driven, product-centric approach quickly delivers new, higher-yielding genetics ready to perform from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein has yield. Live your life your way with Stein. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Sweet treats are great, but nutrients are what matter most. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A registered dietitian says when having conversations with kids about balanced diets, it's important that no foods are demonized. Kim Gallia says it's all about balance.
You know, there are five nutrient-rich food groups. Pull out that old myplate.gov and let them look at that food plate diagram that has those five nutrient-rich food groups. And you say, you know, you want to grow muscles, you want to be strong, you want to do, you know, your soccer, your baseball, your softball, your basketball, your football, whatever. You got to eat the right foods to give you the fuel. So these are the ones you focus on. Now, you can also have the fun treat foods. But you have to have that in addition to all of these foods, and these are going to be the base. And you see, it's a very positive way of presenting it.
And she says you should still incorporate the sweets.
Have a treat every day. It's a very healthy way to approach eating, and I think it just pays dividends in the long run with a positive attitude for kids and teenagers to be able to go into adulthood. Because, I mean, frankly, what do we all want? We want to be healthy. That is going to give us the healthiness if we have a good attitude and we eat the nutrient-rich foods and enjoy some fun foods.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for a